This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The head of the U.S. Archdiocese for the Military Services, Archbishop Timothy Broglio, was in Rome this week leading a group of military chaplains in days of prayer, reflection, and formation. Vatican Radio spoke with Archbishop Broglio about a range of issues when we caught up with him on the sidelines of the weekly general audience. He explained that the pastoral care of families, which will be a focal point of bishops' deliberations at the upcoming Synod Assembly, is also a major focus of the military archdiocese, which cares not only for service members, but for their spouses and dependents as well.
Certainly for us, the family is a very important aspect of the pastoral work of the Archdiocese for Military Services, and it's also the area that's been most affected by the recent wars in which the United States have been involved. So the chaplains and I who came to this audience were very pleased to receive the Holy Father's blessing and his encouragement for the pastoral work that we do.
Archbishop Broglio also spoke of the powerful effect of Pope Francis' audience reflections on certain Marian images of the Church.
The Holy Father was very impressive in that he spoke about the Blessed Virgin Mary. The passage that was read was about the Visitation, and he used that as an image of the Church, which is a good image for us to conserve, for us to keep in our hearts as we go about our day-to-day activities.
The concrete concern of the U.S. Church for the poor, suffering, and disadvantaged at home and around the world was another focus of our conversation with Archbishop Broglio, who said that the recently arrived ambassador to the Holy See from the United States, Kenneth Hackett, who headed Catholic Relief Services for many years, is an exemplar of the U.S. Church's commitment to works of charity.
The Church in the United States is extremely active in the care for the poor, both locally with the Caritas and then internationally with Catholic Relief Services, which is the expression of the Church in the United States in their care throughout the world. In fact, the new ambassador from the United States was for many years president of CRS. So in a certain sense, he incarnates the image of our charity on an international level.
Finally, we returned to the family and the upcoming World Meeting of Families to be hosted by the U.S. city of Philadelphia in 2015.
Certainly this event in Philadelphia will be a great opportunity to celebrate the importance of the family on a worldwide basis. And I'm sure that the United States and her bishops will do everything possible to make sure that the welcome and the celebration is worthy of the importance of the event.
The last World Meeting of Families was held in Milan, Italy, in 2012. As many as 350,000 people took part in the days of events. On the closing day, more than 1 million people gathered to take part in Mass offered by Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Chris Altieri.